We're closing in here on the start of the 2022 Husker football season. Hi, Sean Callahan with Husker Online here today with ABM as we're continuing our in-depth look of the Husker football team, talking defense today. We got members of the secondary here joining us. Got a couple of veterans that have been on the field a lot for Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Miles Farmer, Quint Newsom. We got newcomer Tommy Hill from Arizona State and Marquise Buford. Guys, welcome. Looking forward to talking to you.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Well, guys, you look at the defense, and kind of want to go to all four of you guys on this, but you look at the defense, Miles, the secondary lost a lot, but there's still a good core of you that played some pretty meaningful football the last few years. What do you like about the makeup of this group and then the new pieces you've added in the offseason?
We lost a lot, but we also gained a lot of new players that can also play. So, I mean, I like how the secondary look right now. I like my room. I like the guys on it. I can't wait to play with them.
Yeah, and Quinn, you stepped into that role last year as a starter and kind of, you know, really came on as the year went on. Mm-hmm. What do you like about this group right now and kind of the role you've established?
I would say that I like how, well, we had a lot of vets leave, so I like how we got young guys who hungry and ready to play. Everybody trying to work toward a starting position, and that's just building the competition in our room. And that's what I would say.
You talk about competition. One of the guys that's brought some of that competition joining us here, Tommy Hill from Arizona State, Orlando, Florida native. Tommy, just how have you been able to fit in to this room as the new guy? And obviously, you've taken a lot of reps with the top defense already.
It didn't feel new, because I've been there before, just been in a competitive mindset. Just learning new things from Q just helped me build more and just ready to build off this season.
And Marquise, you were one of a few freshmen last year that did not redshirt, played on all the key special teams units, got some snaps with the defense. How ready are you now to kind of make that next step and be one of those core guys in the secondary?
I'm excited to be able to, you know, fill in a role in the defense and get to, you know, show what I can bring and show how I can help push my teammates to the best of their ability as well. So I'm excited for this season to be able to step in as with a key role.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Markell Dispute graduated, Kyron Williams graduated, they're six-year seniors. Cam Taylor went pro, Miles. I mean, when you look at just that type of turnover, mentally, were you preparing kind of as the year went on, like, man, like, we're going to have to take over now with these guys moving on?
I think we've been preparing for that since we got here. So, you know, them guys just helped us. Like, they brought us along. They taught us new stuff. There's just like a second, third coaches on the field that's one of the bros, you know. So, yeah, I feel like we're ready.
Yeah, Quinn, are you ready to kind of step into one of those leadership roles now?
Yes, sir, for sure. I would say that we've already been working on that. I know that last year we didn't really have to do that because we did have all them 6 years and stuff. But like leading into this season during the spring and all that, that's something we've really been working on.
And Tommy, for you stepping in as one of the 15 transfers that Nebraska's added, how do you come in and try to lead, but you know, go about it in a way a newcomer is going to go about it?
I'm still new, so I still follow the footsteps of the leaders we have now. But if it's time to step in, I speak on it. But until then, I let them lead and I follow.
And Marquise, you're a young guy, but I don't think the coaches look at you like that. I mean, for me to talk to the coaches, I think they expect a lot out of you. I mean, how have you been able to kind of step up pretty quickly as a young guy in this program?
Definitely just by trying to hold, first off, myself accountable for everything I'm doing and make sure that I'm always on point with handling my business first, and then holding my teammates accountable as well, like not letting anybody, not cutting anyone any slack or room for like failure. We want everything to be great around here, so we're not accepting anything else but greatness.
Quentin and Miles, when you look at this secondary overall, what are the missing pieces? When you look at the spring and kind of where it was at and kind of what you know today, what needs to be done right now?
Just bonding, just playing with each other more. And that's what we're doing this summer. We're just working on learning the defense all over again with the people that don't know it and grooming them to be able to operate how we need to operate.
Yeah, I would say that all of the new guys we got, they physically, they're ready for the Big Ten. I would think it's just more of a mental part, just learning the playbook and just kind of like growing up and knowing where to be at the right times. That's something we really been building on.
How about you guys? I mean, when you look at it now, Tommy, what do you think is missing and kind of what needs to get done now until the start of the season?
I can't really say nothing about that because it's only spring. I've only been here for a spring, so we just work on it. So just work on the plays with me, that's probably it. So
yeah, I'd probably say playbook, you know, making sure everybody is comfortable enough to, if they have to come in the game at some point in time, to be out and go and orchestrate it how anybody that started the game orchestrated it. So I say just getting everybody mentally prepared for the season and, you know, mature enough to handle what we're about to go into.
I want to talk about Travis Fisher. You know, I look at the history of Nebraska secondary coaches, and before Travis Fisher, they were turning out secondary coaches every year or two. You know, and they had some really good guys here, but they just kept turning over and turning over. Fisher's been here now, this will be his fifth year, which there hasn't been a secondary coach here that long in over 20 years. Just the stability he's brought, the continuity he's brought, what has Fisher meant just to your room, Miles?
And Coach Fish is the room. Coach Fish was a DB himself. He's still a DB at heart in his mind. So he's just really giving us game to help us with our career. And he's a great dude on and off the field. So Coach Fish is the room, to be honest.
How about you, Quinn?
Yeah, I would say that Coach Fish always sets the tone. Whether it's with new guys or people who've been on, he sets the tone for the room. So, I mean, if you're not a dog, then it's kind of like he kind of don't want you in there. Like, so he going out and getting all these dogs. He building his room how he wants it. And I would say that Fish, he been teaching us a lot of stuff, especially since we've been here. And it's good to know that you have somebody like that who actually cares about what's going to take you to the next level, and he just keeps on building on us.
Tommy, what have you seen from Travis Fisher? I know you've been in another Division I program. How is he different maybe than what you've had before?
It was a lot different, but they were both keeping my head on straight, just making me become a better man. Just having the best personality and just meeting in person and just sticking to it. So he's a good man, and I just love to be with him.
How about you, Marquise?
I gotta agree with everything they said. He's probably one of the best coaches I've been around in my lifetime. And, you know, he has the same expectations from the guys that are walk-ons and the guys that are on like scholarships that's going to be playing. Like, he expects everybody to carry themselves and handle their business the right way. So I say just having our backs and making sure that, like, we always a step ahead of the curve is the biggest thing he do.
I'm curious, have you guys seen any footage of him as a player?
Yeah.
Does he pull out the cut-up tape and show you guys?
We be seeing it every now and then.
Yeah, but he don't really pull it up like that.
But yeah, we don't see his on the field.
You pull up the Wikipedia page and look at his NFL profile.
Yeah, we don't see. Yeah, we don't see all that. Yeah.
Without Wikipedia.
Yeah, we don't see all that. We go to his house. We don't see his game balls, jerseys he got, stuff like that.
What I mean, when you have a guy that has been where you all want to be, how much easier is it to pay attention to a coach like that?
It makes it way easier.
It's like, man, he done did this. he done did everything we trying to do.
Why and not listen to
why
him?
Why not? And at that, and then it's like, for 10 years, too, it's not like he was just there. Like, this man started in the NFL. He played 10 years. That's something hard to do in the NFL. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, he was the state champ in Florida, too, in the 100-meter.
Yeah.
I've been to a Florida football complex.
Yeah. Moving.
Speed guy. That man was bad right there.
Is he good for a few reps anymore? Have you ever got
him out there? He'll walk through a drill. He'll show us the drill. He'll walk through it real quick. Act like he still got
short
it.
Short yardage goal line rep.
Yeah, you know.
No big.
Nah.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Well, guys, Cam Taylor-Britt was a big corner that left in second-round draft pick. Mm-hmm. How do you go about replacing that just with what he brought?
I would say keeping the energy that he brought to us. I would say that because Cam showed me a lot at corner. These boys play safety, and he wasn't here yet. But Cam showed me a lot, just like DeCap did, and they showed me how to go about business, how to have fun at certain times, like just things like that. And just keeping the aggressive part of the DBs in there, because, you know, he always brought that dog to our secondary. I would say that's something we definitely need to keep up.
What about you? Just
from Cam, I learned just like personality, like interacting with the fans, just being a good guy all around, on and off the field. That's really what I got from Cam.
And Marquise, you were with Cam just 1 year, so what did you learn just watching him from a distance?
I wouldn't even say from a distance. I live with him, so.
Oh, you live with
him? Yeah, so just seeing him work every day, you know, regardless of, you know, what was going on in the house, what he had going on outside of football, he always went. When we got in the stadium, it was time to work. And I kind of, that's really where I kind of picked up on that pretty quickly from him. Like, no matter what I got going on outside of the stadium, when I'm in here, it's time to work. So that was probably the biggest thing I took away from him.
I want to speak to the dynamics of your room now. I want to say 8 new guys joined your room total. That's a lot. I
mean, yeah, that's a lot.
I think if you like looked over every secondary in the country, I don't know if there's anyone else who'd be like, we got 8 new guys coming in. I mean, what was that like? There's just so many new faces coming in. I mean, did you have to like learn everyone's names? I mean, did it take how did the meshing go?
Boys got personality.
It happened quick.
It wasn't even like, here's a new set of DBs, like, get to know them. It's like, okay, these my brothers now.
Exactly.
Like.
And the thing about it, like, most of them boys from the South, we all basically from the South. So it's like, we all the same.
So Louisiana, Georgia, Florida, you all kind of like feel like you're the same at Nebraska, like all Southern boys?
Yeah, basically.
We all out here for a reason.
Yeah. Georgia guys in general, like, it feels like Georgia guys fit well at Nebraska. Why is that?
I mean, it's 2 different aspects from that. So, like, because he's from, like, Hinesville, Georgia. That's, like, down south. And I'm from Atlanta. That's, like, the city. So
country,
it's, like,
Georgia versus
the city. But the city is just busy. That's really why I came out here. I was trying to get away from Mike. It's just busy in the city. It's calm out here. I can focus on what I need to do.
Well, Marquise, you've been all over. I mean, you lived in Connecticut.
Yeah.
You lived in Chicago.
Yeah.
And Texas, right?
Yeah. Texas.
Am I forgetting anywhere else?
Nah, you got it.
So you've learned how to adapt to every kind of person.
Nah, for sure. I don't know. Once I came on my visit and seen everything it was that Nebraska had to offer, it was kind of a no-brainer for me, like, as far as like what I want from a football aspect and from a school aspect. Like, people in academics stay on our bus and our coaches stay on our bus. There's no in between or more sided on football or anything like that. So, and then the fans on top of that made it really pretty much easy. That's all I see is Nebraska people DMing me, Nebraska people liking my pictures, commenting on my pictures. So it's like, you see Nebraska all the time, you might as well just, you know, that's where they're gonna love you the most, so.
One, Tommy, you went from Orlando to Arizona State or Tempe and to Nebraska. So you also kind of dealt with a lot of different types of people. I mean, what's it been like for you kind of adjusting to Nebraska compared to Tempe, compared to Orlando?
It wasn't a big adjustment. Humans is humans, so people is people. So I don't look at people differently. So I adapt people quickly. So I love everybody the same.
Have you adjusted to the food in Nebraska? Is it different than what you guys are used to?
It's very different.
It's different.
We find our couple little spots though. Yeah. Little spots we hit.
What's the thing in Nebraska that you guys like that you had no idea before?
Sushi.
Sushi.
I ain't never ate sushi till I got out here.
Yeah, I be hitting that sushi, man.
Are you eating like raw fish sushi?
Nah,
fried.
You
gotta fry.
You feel me? Fried sushi with the spicy mayo, ill sauce, all that.
Y'all ain't had sushi before y'all came here?
I mean, I had it, but I eat it on the regular. Nah, you feel me? Like, I get sushi about 2 times a week. Nah.
There's probably not much sushi in country Georgia, I'm guessing.
Nah, I don't think so. Nah, it ain't.
Okay. Tommy, you a big sushi guy too? No.
And he ain't had the right one. Yeah, that's what it is. I used to be just like that. You need a fried one, twin, with the crab in there, twin.
Have you tried a Runza?
Nah. I tried a Runza. I tried it. It was weird, really.
What's in there?
Hamburger, cabbage.
Yeah, it's just the hamburger closed up, twin. It's like a hot pocket, bro.
It's
like a hot pocket, twin. Like,
I don't want the Runza.
Runza cool, though. Runza's something you just grab, like.
Hamburger, Nebraska too, hamburger pizza. Like that's probably something you only see in Nebraska too. If you guys, do you eat hamburger pizza? No.
Nah.
You're like, no way.
Nah.
Sausage.
Yeah.
Well guys, let's talk about the season. You guys open up here very soon. You go overseas to Ireland. Mm-hmm. First of all, are you guys excited to go overseas? I mean, like speak as a group on just the opportunity you have to go overseas and play this game.
That's like a one-in-a-lifetime experience, man. We're going to play football in Ireland.
Yeah, we
finna go crazy.
And it's still going to be on national TV. So yeah, it's like.
I think it's going to be a great experience overall.
Sure.
Especially like with the group of guys we got, being able to like share that experience with them, it's going to be even better. Like we doing it as a team. It's not like we just taking a trip out there by ourselves.
How will you guys do classes? Like, because you all have schoolwork that week too, right?
Mm-hmm. No. That's the week before class start.
Oh, it is week zero.
The week before class start.
Yeah, I don't know if you had to worry about schoolwork. Yeah.
I was going to say, they're going to see me when I get back. But
unavailable for the week.
Well, if it was during school, though, probably would have kept the work, like did the work the week before or something like that. Yeah. But
they definitely figure something out.
Just that game, though, when you look at it, go back to last year, you guys played week zero as well. It was supposed to be in Ireland, but it was in Champaign, and you guys didn't win that game, and it felt like it really detoured the season at that point. When you look at this game, just how meaningful is this first game? They're all meaningful, I get that, but particularly a Big Ten game out of the gates.
I believe it's going to be like a tone setter for the season, you know, but we just going to play one game at a time, really. Like, just
no worse than the only game we worry about right now. So
we don't worry about nobody.
We put all our focus on that so we can have the right outcome.
Yeah, and then, game at a time.
What did last year kind of, when you think about the sting of last year, though, just, you know, it could have been the greatest season, but it ended up being one of the worst. I mean, you had kind of everything in your hands at one point, and it felt like you lost it. Mm-hmm. I mean, what did you learn from last year, and kind of what were some of the hardest moments of last year?
Finishing out everything we do. Like, it was times last year, like, you know, it'll come right down to the wire at the end of the game. And people are just, I wouldn't say quit, but they'll start to fold a little bit. And this year, we just trying to make sure that whole roster is resilient to everything. Like,
we keep the same energy from first quarter to the fourth, you know? Like, we just got to be tuned into the game, really, the whole game. It's probably like last year, like some folks probably tune out and just be there in the moment instead of being in the game, you know? So that's how I feel about it.
How about you, Quinn? When you think about last year, what was the hardest game? Like, they are all tough, but was there one or two of those moments you're like, man, I still think about that game or that moment still today?
Honestly, I feel like all the games we kind of lost the same way. So, and they were all by like 3 points, 6 points, this, that. And it's just like every single one of them games I've been thinking about to this day. Like, if we would have did this, we would have won. If we would have did this, we would have won. But then again, I try not to think about it too much so we could just keep on building on what we know we had last year, the potential that we have on this team. So.
Even like Iowa, I think about that game. It's like, all right, there's no way Iowa can come back. The way they play offense, they're not built to come back.
Yeah, Iowa was one of those games. Michigan State was one of those games.
Wisconsin. For me, it was Wisconsin.
Michigan. I mean, it was a lot. Yeah, a lot of teams that was like that for me, to be honest.
What game are you looking forward to the most on this year's schedule?
Northwestern. Northwestern, for sure.
Game one.
Yeah, for sure.
Next week, it's North Dakota, right?
Yeah.
Well, guys, appreciate all of you taking a chance to sit down. I know you're in the midst of summer workouts, and everyone's looking forward to the start of the season.
Sir, thank you for having us. Yes, sir.
All right, well, that wraps it up here with the secondary for Husker Online. I'm Sean Callahan.